Hello and welcome back to another episode of New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name is Jen. And on today's show,
we're going to talk about camp.
Got mad skills? Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Okay, welcome back. So we are talking about camp today because, Jen, where were you all summer?
I was at camp. Now that we're not talking about camping with tents and barbecues. We're talking about like kids camp, where kids sign up to go away for a week. And specifically, I'm involved in Christian camping, so we teach them about Jesus every day. And so I was involved in doing that for about 8 weeks this past summer. And it's just a great opportunity for kids to come, enjoy being outside. A lot of what the kids that I minister to are live in a huge city of 600,000 plus people. So many of them have never seen the stars, or have never gone swimming in a lake, or have never gone tubing, or been on a boat or kayaking. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for children to experience nature, mm-hmm, in a safe environment, and also to learn about Jesus. And one of the cool things that I love about that is many of the kids that come, I would say, well, 50% roughly have grown up in the church, and about 50% have not. So it's a great opportunity.
50-50.
Yeah, a great opportunity to learn about Jesus, but also to see that there's other people that believe the same things that their parents believe. So there isn't this weird thing, well, this is my parents' thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for kids to look at, well, a lot of our staff are teenagers between the ages of 15 and 20. So they see these really cool young people who have an active faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is, there's something we said about seeing other people, especially cool young people.
Yes.
Who share the same faith, and it's a part of their everyday lives, and it's not your parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they believe the same thing. They believe in Jesus. And so we often train our young people that you are an example. Like, you are setting an example to these young kids. So the way you treat staff has, like, other people on staff has a huge impact on whether or not these young people say, yeah, Christianity is right and is real. And so we talk a lot about preferring one another. How do you build up other staff? How do you talk to other staff?
This is training that you do with the leaders.
Yes.
Great.
Which is so important because they are setting the example for these kids of what it means to love Jesus with all of your heart. Mm-hmm. And it's just really cool, some of the conversations that our staff have with campers, because it doesn't just happen in chapel. Chapel happens twice a day. But some of these conversations take place in the kayak or on the aqua glide, which is a huge slide in the water and a trampoline. And some of them happen around crafts where they're making something, and it's just a good time to have conversation. And so talking about Jesus doesn't just happen in chapel. It happens throughout the day.
And what's cool about that, Jen, is that the kids are there for 1 or 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of concentrated time with, you know, good teaching, fun, being with other people who love God. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
So what would a day in your life at camp look like?
Okay.
Or maybe for the kids, like maybe yep. for those who haven't been to camp.
Right. A day at camp for a kid looks like this. They wake up around 7:30, which seems early.
That's
but if
early.
You, and so many, you know, we get the camper surveys back and they're like, oh, it would have been great to sleep in. But then there's so much. You miss out. There's so much that we want to pack in a day.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, they're up at 7:30. They're getting ready for the day. We have breakfast, line up for breakfast about 8:15, and then we have breakfast, and then they have cabin cleanup, and there's always lots of points for cabin cleanup. We do use competition just to help motivate them to do something. And when you have 8 kids and 2 cabin leaders in a small space, if they aren't cleaning up every day, it is a disaster.
I can imagine.
And then all of a sudden, you have kids going home with stuff that does not belong to them, and their mom opens up their suitcase and goes, what?
Whose stuff is this?
Whose stuff? Or like... Where is that $90? Not that any mother should send any child with a $90 anything to camp.
Or school.
Yes. So we do cabin cleanup, and there's always lots of points, and there's always like bribery that goes on for the person who marks. And I got a text from the staff this past summer to say, what does the cabin marker like to eat? Because we want to put that out for her. And I'm like, oh,
like
my
Santa.
Goodness.
That's funny.
So they try to buy her off, or him, depending on who's marking. And then they go right into the morning activities. So it could be swimming and boating and tubing mm-hmm. down at the waterfront. Or it could be crafts and sports. And so they do that in the morning. And then we have lunch and food. Camp food is so amazing.
So rich and carby.
Oh, yes.
Good carbs.
A wise woman said to me once regarding camp ministry that if a child is not fed well, they are not going to enjoy their time.
That's true.
And
so you feed them well.
We feed them well. Like dessert
That's true.
After.
I went there and it was good.
Dessert after every meal.
Actually, I was going to say breakfast, but they had hot chocolate for breakfast.
We have. I think my camp is in Manitoba, which is a province in Canada. And I was wondering if it's like a Manitoba thing. Like that's
is
just
it?
A cultural thing because I've never had that before.
But did anyone else think it was weird or just us?
I think the Ontario people think it's weird. So Ontario is the province beside Manitoba. For those of you who are not Canadian, then that's just an FYI. So then we have chapel in the afternoon chapel, which usually introduces the topic for the day, just gets some thinking, has some small groups, try to keep chapel moving along, very interactive, asks questions, does lots of review. We have memory verse songs to help the kids learn mm-hmm. the memory verses. So very often they'll come up to me because we do a chapel contest, and they'll come up to me and they'll sing the song. And they'll say, is that okay if I sing the song? And I'm like, oh, yes.
Oh,
sing.
Yeah.
So you have sometimes, you know, 11, 12-year-old boys that are coming up and doing these memory verse.
With the actions.
With the actions.
Amazing.
Which is really cool. And then they go right into afternoon activities, again, which will, they go to the waterfront twice a day. So they have 2 opportunities to go tubing, which is really cool. Like, I learned how to water ski at camp.
Did you?
Yeah.
So did you grow up going to camp or like?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
So I grew up going to camp from the age of 7. I went to camp every summer. My parents made it a priority for me to go. Like that was part of what our family did was send their kids to camp. So, yeah. So I, you know, grew up loving camp and being a part of camp, becoming a camp counselor and then being on staff at a couple different camps. And then as I moved into ministry, well, then I got asked to speak at camps. Mm-hmm. And so I value camp. And I just see when we worked at a camp called Circle Square Ranch, mm-hmm. which had a horse component to it. So there was the barn with the horses.
Oh, I bet the kids loved it.
But some kids are so afraid. And they come up, and they're like, oh, I can't go near the horse. Because the horses are...
They're big.
And they'd be so afraid. And, oh, the cabin leaders would be so good. And the horse staff would be so good. Because they'd be like, okay, well, let's just get the brush out. Let's just brush the horse for today. And they would, you know, so, okay. And they put the brush on and they, you know, brush and curry the horse and just get
and overcome their fears.
Yes. And then, you know, the next day it's like, well, why don't we just sit on the horse, or why don't we actually put the saddle and the bridle on the horse? So we'll just get used to what these things feel like, and we'll get used to touching and being around the horse, right? And then, okay, well, let's sit on the horse. And sometimes they would just sit there and be like, and then, okay, the next day they would, the cabin leader would lead them around the ring on the horse. And then by the end of the week, they will be just walking around the ring. And you can see this huge smile on their face, because it's like,
I did it.
I've accomplished, I can ride a horse. So camp for me gives kids an opportunity to do things that they would never have done before, and to overcome fears. To overcome fears of, well, I can't do this. So it presents many of them with these, oh, I've never done that before, I can't possibly do it. Like, we have mountain biking as one of our options at the camp that I work at. And some of these kids have just never ridden a bike. Like, they've just never been on a bike. And
really?
So going over a trail is like, oh, but, you know, they get on the bike and away they go, and they're having a great time. And some of them have never tubed before. And they get on the tube, which is basically an inflatable raft behind the boat. And the boat pulls them around in circles. And
they love it.
It's just such a wonderful time. And
you can see, I did it.
Yes. It's so cool. So we have chapel in the afternoon, activities, and we have tuck. Tuck is basically candy time.
Yeah.
So it's like snack time in the afternoon. And what I love about my camp is that every kid gets one piece of food, and so that's chips, chocolate bar, Skittles, because Skittles is neither, either or, and then a drink. But every kid gets the exact same.
They don't have to pay.
So they don't have
that's
to pay.
So, good.
So there's none of this, well, my parents could afford
$40 for
yeah,
the week.
And then this other kid, you know, they get $5 and they can't really get anything.
So everybody gets that every day.
I know, it just totally levels the playing field,
that's
which
so
is.
Good.
Yeah, so they feel a little bit more equal with one another.
Yeah.
There's none of this, I can't have that. And kids are allowed to eat as much as they want. There's no, like, they can eat the food.
Seconds, thirds.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as there's food, they can eat it. So they go home and they're full. And so in the evening, we have wonderful evening games, all camp games, which lots of competition and wonderful, lots of running and hiding and just wonderful. One of the activities is called Capture the Staff.
Okay.
So the staff goes and hides, and then the campers go and they have to find the staff. And if they find the staff, then they get to dunk them with water or pie them in the face. But it's just such
so
a wonderful
fun.
End to the week where, you know, oh, I got so-and-so.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool. And then we have evening chapel. And then they have campfire where they stand, like, every night, a campfire. Some of these kids have never been to a campfire.
And they sing songs.
Oh, silly songs and actions and dancing. And then it's bedtime, and we go to bed and wake up the next morning and start it all over again. And it's just, you have these kids that love being there, and they're having so much fun. And we do get the kids that get homesick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not every kid that comes to camp wants to be at camp. Some kids are sent to camp because they have nowhere else to go.
Right.
Many of them come from foster homes. Mm-hmm. And so some of them, it's transition.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea that they're coming to camp, and when they go home, that they're going to be in a totally different home.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So there has been times where there have been issues at camp, and there is no one to call. There's just no one to call. And our director has such a wonderful heart. He's like, we are here to show them the love of Christ. If we send them home, what are they going home to? They're not going to hear about Jesus at home. So we go to great lengths to make sure that kids stay at camp.
Yeah.
Because they hear about Jesus. They see the love of Jesus. It is so easy just to send a kid home, because you're like, well, for the greater good, it's better if they go home. And
but
it's
Jesus,
like,
does not follow utilitarian ethics. Thank God.
Yes. He's like,
he does, and he cares about the one, the individual.
Yes.
He cared about me, and I was at camp.
Yeah.
And that's how I came to Christ, was I heard about Jesus at VBS, Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds, I want to go back. Yes. Now talking to you, it sounds so great. And I know we sure missed you on this end, but wow, what an impact. What an impact camp can have mm-hmm. on a kid. So what kind of ways are children developed, or how do they grow?
One of the things that we teach at camp, and there's a whole variety of different ways of packaging this. I package it with the acronym of SPEAR.
Okay.
Like we're trying to hit the target, right? So SPEAR, so S is security. They need to feel safe. So they need to know where the cabin leaders are. They need to know what the rules are and what the boundaries are. And we go to great lengths that they know what they can and cannot do. So they have a great time, because the more I learn about people, so many of them want that security. They want to feel safe. They want to know what they can and cannot do so they can actually have the freedom to have fun.
Within those boundaries.
Yes. Yeah. So often we don't know how much fun we can have, or what kind of fun we can have, because we actually don't know what the parameters are.
Right.
So one of the key things we do is make sure that they feel secure, they feel safe, that the cabin leaders have all been trained so that they help to provide that safe atmosphere for the kids, so that the child can actually have a good time.
Right.
Then there's P, which is power. They have to have a sense that they can accomplish something. So the idea
like
of
riding a horse,
like riding a horse, yeah. like getting on the tube, like swimming out to the dock. So many kids come and they've never swam before, and so they're like, "I can't swim out to the raft," which has the slide and everything on. I'm like, "Sure you can. You have a life jacket on." And they're like, "Oh no, I can't." And then we swim out with them, and they're like,
"I did it!"
So the sense of power that they, yes, I can do it. And then E is, experience, I think. No, I can't remember what E is now.
Empower?
Maybe. A is affection. A is affection. They have to feel like they're loved.
Okay.
And that is so important, that kids feel loved. Okay. And so we have campers that come where we're like,
they haven't had enough loving.
Which is tough, because
then they're tough.
Yeah. So we practice loving well.
So good.
And then R is recognition. Do they know me? So like right at the very beginning, we often tell our cabin leaders, you got to know your kids' names by supper time. Like that gives them an hour and a half. You need to know your kids' names. Experience. E is experience. So they have to have opportunities to at least try things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we try very hard that all of the programs are up and running all the time, so that the kids can experience as much as possible. Camp is designed to give them opportunities to grow and to learn about Jesus. Well, if you provide all of these things, if you meet all of these needs, the security, the power, the experience, the affection, and the recognition, then they are more open to hearing about Jesus. Which basically is, when you think of it, if we meet all of these needs, then they'll actually listen to the one who can meet all of them.
Right.
So we are very clear gospel message to let them know who Jesus is and how much he loves them. Yeah.
And what was your theme for this year? I know every year you have a theme.
This year was Made New. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. Whoop. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Yo. Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was all gangsta. yeah. And every night we talked about being made new in Christ. He has given you new life. He has given you a new way to see. He's given you a new way to think. He's given you a new heart. He's given you a new way to talk. He's given you a new family. Like, it's just wonderful to see these kids get it.
Right.
That they can be made new in Christ. And the thing is, it's not just for kids, right? That story is the gospel story, that everybody can be made new in Christ. If you desire to know Jesus, when he comes in, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that means you've asked Jesus to come into your heart. He can get rid of the old and bring the new. That whole idea, you'll see things differently and talk about things differently. You'll interact with people differently, because Christ makes us new. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so exciting to watch some of these kids like just getting a hold of this and saying, yes, I want to be made new in Christ.
And that's for me. Like them
yes.
saying that's for me.
Yes.
The gospel's for me.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Yeah, camp is an excellent opportunity to grow in. Like, I grow in my faith, even though I'm mm-hmm. teaching kids about Jesus. I grow in my faith as I watch God move in amazing ways. And then I just see them dancing and singing for the Lord. And I'm like, yay, God.
You know, so. I think about what you've just said about camp, about creating that secure place, giving, affording them the power and the experience, affection, and
recognition.
And how do we translate that back to here? You know, if we're involved in children's ministry, or maybe you're a teacher, or maybe you're, yes, teaching Sunday school, you're teaching within a classroom, maybe you have kids of your own, or even just other people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how wonderful if in our work environment we did that for our colleagues.
Yes.
I was just thinking that would be transformative, because that's how... those are practical examples of how you can live out the love of Christ.
Yes.
So make people feel secure.
Yes.
Through encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do that really well, or asking them for their input, giving them power. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's definitely something to think about, Jen.
Well, because then you create this idea that you're safe, that you see them, you know them, you trust them. And then they're more apt to listen to what you have to say.
Right.
Because you actually poured into them. You are meeting their needs. Yeah, I never really thought about applying it to the other areas of our life, but it's so true.
So true.
If we can help people feel secure and give them a sense of power and experience and affection and recognition, I know you.
Right. And know you as valuable.
Yes.
And you bring something valuable to our relationship, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
How awesome would that be?
See, now... we're thinking about
now
something
we're thinking.
Else.
We're going to talk.
I know.
After like, this is done.
And speaking of being done.
Are we done?
I think
we're
so.
We're done.
We're done. Oh, fast.
I know. Because you've got great stuff to say. Are you going to pray?
I'm going to pray.
Do it.
Lord, thank you that we can be made new. Thank you that when we are in you, the old is gone and the new has come. Oh, Father. We ask in your name that you would reveal the depth of that truth in each one of our hearts, that we would be drawn closer to you by the power of your Holy Spirit, and we would believe in our innermost being that you truly can make us new, giving us a new way to see, think, talk. You can give us a new heart, and you give us a new family because you've placed us in community in the church. You are awesome, God. Thank you so much. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in again, and we hope that you'll join us next week, neweveryday.tv. If you want to head over to our website, you can click on our partners page. We've got so many amazing partners with us now, mm-hmm. so check it out. There are a couple. If you are interested in purchasing a book or any other resources, there's mm-hmm. Family Christian Bookstore. That you can access through our partners page, and you can also access Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and you make a purchase after clicking on that link through our website, we actually get some money in return, and that helps us to keep this show going. So
yes.
Please check it out, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.